Turning to sports on KNKX, the first half of the college football season didn't exactly go as planned for University of Washington and Washington State fans. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talks about some setbacks for both teams. Art, you take a look at the Pac-12 North standings, and both Washington and Washington State are at the bottom. What's happening here?
Well, it's an independent but mutual collapse by the state college big-time programs. It's an odd circumstance because there were a lot of expectations around both teams entering the season. They were coming off double-digit win seasons last year, and I think both programs thought that they may not necessarily be better than last year, but they certainly didn't think to be at the bottom of the pile this year. It's not going to get any better for either team this weekend. On Saturday, the Cougars are at Arizona State at 12:30. The Huskies are playing at Arizona at 8 o'clock. Both of the desert teams are 4-1, and they would like nothing more than to keep spoiling the seasons.
Well, let's break down what's been going on with the Huskies. A lot was expected of Lake Stevens quarterback Jacob Eason. Is he totally to blame here?
Well, as with most programs, the quarterback gets too much of the blame and too much of the credit when depending on the results. So I think the real problem here is that the company surrounding Jacob Eason isn't very good, especially the receivers. The Huskies are like eighth in passing efficiency, and Eason came in with a huge amount of hype. He was a five-star recruit, went to Georgia for a year, transferred back to Washington, had to sit out last year. He's a junior this year, and a lot of people think he's a first-round NFL draft choice. He'll be eligible for this next year's draft if he chooses to take it. And his production hasn't been what most people thought. I don't think he's been bad or terrible or anything like that, but he's just not completed as many passes. And some of the judgments he's displayed have been below what most people expected. Last week, the Huskies may have had their worst Pac-12 loss under the coaching of Chris Peterson when they lost 23-13 at Stanford. They thought Stanford was going to be a fairly mediocre team, but they controlled the game from beginning to end, and Eason didn't have a good game, nor did the Huskies' defense. So it was an all-around failure, including coaching, because I think Chris Peterson deserves some scrutiny and some criticism for his decisions and play calling, particularly on fourth down.
Well, let's move to WSU. What's the story there?
Well, the Cougars have had two horrible game outcomes. They had a bye last week, but the week before that, they lost 38-13 at Utah. The week before that, they had the debacle of debacles.
Yes.
That's when they lost 67-63 to UCLA after leading by 32 points earlier in the game. Four fumbles, two interceptions, penalties. It was just one of the most extraordinary games. And if you're not a Cougar fan, it was hilarious. If you are a Cougar fan, it was tragic. It's really been hard for them to recover from that game. And on top of that, last week during the bye, their defensive coordinator, Tracy Clays, quit mid-season. That just doesn't happen. But with Coach Mike Leach, lots of things that don't happen to other teams happen to his team. And so I think Cougar fans are grinding their molars at what's happened so far, and really Husky fans too. It's only midseason. There's a lot of time to recover, but I think any Huskies or Cougar fans who were fantasizing about championships and big-time bowl games are going to be sorely disappointed this season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.